Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
All righty, Toof, say a little bit of something.
Say a little prayer for you.
Say a little prayer for Trevor Bauer's ex-girlfriend.
Dude, she's going to get so much money.
Spend... So much fan mail.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Hey, might get some female. Michelle Connery's talking about smacking a woman. You might get some mail for that. Might get some female. That's so fucking good.
So good, dude.
All right. Are we ready to do this, guys?
Think so.
Yeah.
All righty. Welcome, everyone, to I'm Throwing Off, Toof. I just pulled out a giant cup of Baja Blast from out of nowhere. And by the way, Toof, why don't you take a look at this can I got? And I'm not talking about my one good titty. Talk about my can of Baja Blast. Welcome, everyone, to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more and coming more. At you once a month. It's been a while. We've been busy. Sorry about that. We'll figure shit out eventually. We're not even at episode 200 yet, so what do you expect?
Yeah.
Us to know what we're doing?
Yeah, we fucking suck.
But before we get into this episode, I want y'all to meet, all I can think about is Trevor Bauer.
Fuck.
I want you to meet these other guys who aren't Trevor Bauer.
Dude, I've had, like, a month to, like, perfect this joke, and I haven't been able to figure it out. All it is somehow my name is Miley Cyrax. Like, I don't know how to perfect the joke, but just it's Miley Cyrus with the robot from Mortal Kombat.
You're like, I didn't have time to perfect the joke, but I did make this 100% complete parody song. It's just Party in the Outworld.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Hey, she comes in on one of those nets.
Hopped off the plane and I saw Stryker, so I got back in and flew away. Stryker sucks.
Such an idiot.
I was going to make a joke about how your alternate personality is Night Wolf or Night Hawk. What the fuck's his
Night
name?
Night Wolf.
Night Wolf, and everyone, all the white men made you move to a reservation in Hannah, Montana.
Oh, come on.
Because, like, you know, we forced all the Indians west.
Yeah.
To pretty much Montana. Yeah.
That's why.
Sorry to all the Native Americans out there. Sorry that we suck.
Yeah. Hey, you know, maybe we can comfort them if they're mad about that joke with a nice blanket I have here for them.
Toof, come on, dude. You're an asshole, dude.
It's just grandma's blanket, though.
Yeah, we know your blanket, Toof.
Dude, Toof, how many girls have accidentally gotten pregnant from that blanket?
Oh, God.
The same number of girls that have been into his bedroom, 0.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm just joking, Toof. Dude. He's fucking getting married.
You guys have never seen, like, super old cum, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, how it turns brown and shit?
No.
What fuck, Toof? No, why are you just blasting it around? Leaving it there?
Yeah, like, like back in the day. Dude, Kev, Google,
I remember,
like,
the guy from 4chan that had mushrooms growing off.
Oh,
of
the cum box. Yeah, I do remember the cum box.
Yeah, mine was never soggy. There was a, how much should I say?
The
this?
Soggy bottom boys.
I wonder still who in my family listens to this. Whatever. There's a pillowcase I used to come on a lot and, like, never wash it and keep it under the bed, and it would be like brown crust on there, like literally like almost like maybe a thick as a quarter.
Why?
Maybe.
You're disgusting.
Dude,
dude.
I'm a disgusting guy, dude.
Have you ever just heard of tissues? Like, with like,
or just fucking wash it. I don't know. Maybe throw it in the fucking.
Dude, you haven't been commenting that.
You have piss jugs again, Toof. Ew.
What is that? What is that?
Dude, that's legit making me.
Dude, there's fucking. Hey, guys, be quiet. Ugh. There's fucking, I think, mold on the bottom of this thing.
Dude, I'm legit gagging, dude.
Do you see the black dots? Stop. It looks
dude,
like
I can't look, bro.
It looks like a cup for like chew spit, dude. What the
dude,
fuck?
That's what I thought it was. All
right. All right, you guys ready? I'm going to take a whiff.
This
no,
is
don't
disgusting, too. Dude. So Toof has a Gatorade bottle. I don't know what it is. It's piss and jizz, maybe?
Nope.
Toof, what is in there?
It's just piss.
It's just piss.
Okay, let's go on with our intros.
Okay.
Fuck, that's gross.
What up,
that's
everyone?
Like a, that's, sorry to cut you off, Spence. Dude, that's no, like a two-monther, okay. I think. Maybe a three-monther.
That's disgusting, damn, dude. How the fuck are you getting married?
Dude, you ready for another one?
No. How about another intro instead of another fucking jug of piss you're smelling?
I thought this wasn't allowed anymore, Jeremiah.
Dude, yeah, look at the mold on this one.
Why are they brown, dude? You piss brown?
This one actually, I think, is red Gatorade, but with a little bit, maybe with a little bit of piss in it.
That's so gross, dude.
It's right next to the drink I'm drinking.
I hope you mistake it, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You actually take a drink.
You
man.
Dumb and dumber yourself.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Sorry, Spencer. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. What up, sir? Everyone? It's Spence. And if anyone wants to mess with the Brothers Commonplace just because we've been on hiatus for a little while, I'll say the same thing to you that I said to those motherfucking birds at the park earlier today, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is... Duck around and find out.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Dude.
That was the shit. That was funny.
Duck around and find out. I love it.
God, I'm afraid of this next one. What do you got to? Yeah. What are you looking for now? A fucking envelope you fucking turded in a month ago?
You know he has one.
God, dude. A hat that you fucking nutted in last year? What else you got in there, dude?
Wonder what is the weirdest thing I've nutted in?
God, I don't
think
know.
My mom probably.
Probably Twan's butt.
Oh.
All right.
Twan.
Hey, everybody. It's Toof. Since we've been on a hiatus, I've had a lot of time on my hands, so I started a crossplay of a Black Lives Matter group
God
and a Twilight Facebook page. But they kicked me off, and I was booted out of Facebook when I said, I'm not Team Jacob, I'm Team N-Word.
I think I got my swagger back.
I've been waiting for those two universes to have a crossover.
Damn it, too.
So good.
That was good, man.
Thanks.
And it is your boy Kev, a.k.a. the Diamond-Handed Dirty Dog. We're back when I used to be Will Smith's kid, and I was too afraid to go into that haunted house, Pussy Willow.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm glad you like that, Primo. I had it narrowed down to either David Spade, which was just going to be an actor when I had my ovaries taken out. and then the other one I couldn't get a good enough story for, but it was along the same lines as that. It was Olivia Neutered John.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck, dude. Yes.
But yeah, it's... You know, sorry it's been a while since we've made record an episode or anything. That's mostly my fault. I've just been working a lot lately. It's just been busy. You know, we got stuff going on outside of the podcast, believe it or not. It's not us getting laid at all, but there is other stuff. Like, I like to color a lot.
It's a lot of time.
It would be off-brand for us to get laid at this point.
I like to make those God's Eye things out of popsicle sticks and yarn. I sell them at the flea market. So I've been doing that instead of editing.
How much does one of those bring?
I've been losing a lot of money.
Like two Dogecoins?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. But yeah, we got some exciting things to talk about today. I got like a couple crime stories we might go over. I got a bunch of stories about people I work with, as always. And Primo's got a story. And
yeah, that one's really quick.
Dude, I want to apologize. Before we stopped recording, Demonic Majin sent us another story, and this was the erotic one. I think it was called, like, it might have been the brother's come on face or something that. Yeah, nice. But I can't find it. I don't know where it is.
What the fuck? Send it again.
You'll have to send it again.
Yeah, if you could send that to us
again.
I have now
met Demonic Majin in person.
It's true.
So we'll just have to ask him
I've known him since he was a baby. Actually, I've known him since before he was born.
So did we?
I guess I didn't know him, but I knew like his mom.
Oh, shit. It's like, I've never met him, have I?
Yeah, you have.
I have? Oh, what the fuck? What? How?
Yeah, they've been over for pay-per-views before.
Oh, shit.
It's just Luke's little brother.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, too few have even met him, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, hell yeah.
You guys remember that the tall rapist dude I was telling you about that I work with? Like that really big, scary dude?
He's not the guy that sang the Shorty song, because I thought they were the same person, but okay.
You know what? I was going to say this is a surprise primo, but...
We can get it popping, shall we?
That dude was just like a complete idiot. He was like 5'1", dude, this short little fucker. But no,
the other one was a tall black guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this tall rapist dude, super, super big, tall, scary dude. I mean, he's been charged with like rape and like sexual battery and shit. But I was talking to Andrew, and we were just in the office, and I was talking about how like Ballad is like always getting hurt now because he like climbs everything and like jumps off shit. And he's just always getting hurt, and I was like, "Yeah, man, I hope he doesn't like break any bones." So I was like, "Cause I've broken a few bones, and it sucks."
Yeah.
Not even talking, he walks up behind us and he goes, "You know what else sucks? Having diabetes." And walked away.
Dude, was he Wilford Brimley in that
movie? Dude, also getting fucking raped sucks, dude.
Yeah,
and sucks, being the victim of sexual battery fucking sucks too, I'm guessing.
Fuck, man.
Back to rape!
Like, this fucking idiot, dude. Like, you know what else sucks, man? Having diabetes. This fucking idiot, dude. You rape somebody and... Like, don't comment.
Yeah, like, you got to live. Yeah. Like you should be dead.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck? You know what? I actually have a serious question. And next time I see him, I'm going to go up to him with my Walkman. And I'm going to be like,
spit in his face first.
Put these fucking headphones on, dude. I'm about to teach you something.
Do you feel like a man when you push
Dude, fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. He also got fired today.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Was it because he has diabetes?
No, fuck dude, God. I wish, dude. I wish that was why. We have this new dude who started for a day and a half. He pretty much has Don Vito's body.
Fuck yeah.
And he's just a super big fucking fat dude, slow as a fucking goddamn sloth walking around.
Fuck yeah.
And he worked today, called in, said he threw up and couldn't come in, and then just quit.
Dude, that brings up another story I have from work.
Jesus
actually, I have
Christ,
two.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, let's hear it, Primo.
So the one that reminded me of, there's this girl who's just like crazy as fuck, and she was even crazy in training. Like, she was telling like the other trainees about how she has a pussy ring, and that's what she called it, ring. And like somebody told HR on her. I don't know how she didn't get fired for that.
Better keep Sonic away.
It's true. But she's just like super shitty and never did any of her work. And she quit by sending in a Snapchat video to all the people on her team. And it's her showing like 5 prescription bottles. And she's like, "This is what happens when you work at such a shitty job. I fucking quit." And then she just sent that to him.
What?
She quit.
I wish that since she had a pussy ring, every time she queefed, it sounded like a fucking train whistle. That'd be awesome, dude.
But the other story was just this lady at work told me that somebody called off once, like when she was the second shift manager. Somebody called off once saying that their like kid was in the hospital because they like fell or something, and it turns out she was calling off to go to an ICP concert.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
That's so fucking
fuck
funny.
Yeah, dude, that's good shit.
Straight
fuck
juggalos.
Throw your hands in the air because there's much clown love in here.
Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hey, we quit our jobs to be here.
We all have jobs. Yeah. I don't, but
I don't. I'm a manager at my work, so
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, which is probably Burger King.
When I was living in Florida, I love Jared. Shout out to Jared. I might have mentioned this.
But dude, I might see Jared tomorrow with Jake Myers.
He was up.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck them both.
Jared got primo.
Jared, for me too.
Dude, Jared. Oh, you mean like fuck them, fuck them. Yeah, like fuck those guys. Okay. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Jared was a manager at Family Dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, he was making $8 an hour.
Oh my God.
He quit, dude. And when he quit, he's like, yeah, I'm quitting this job. He called and quit. They're like, well, you have the keys. And so Jared drove there and gave him the keys back. They're like, can you give the keys back?
Fuck yeah, dude.
It seems like I
have all the power. No, I will not be.
The keys, dude.
What if he stayed and they're like, hey, man, we're bumping you up, dude. You're going to be the fucking general manager. You're going to be making $7 now.
Like, dude, I would.
So good.
That's bullshit,
dude. It's like Benjamin Button, but like working.
Just with your salary.
Dude,
I was going to say something about the cock ring girl real quick.
Oh,
the cock ring?
Or no. Pussy ring.
She probably does have
it. Were you talking
about? I was going to say.
Oh, are you talking about Johnny Cochran?
Dude, that would be a great opening. But like, I'm imagining a pussy ring being like a cock ring, like just some circular plastic thing that she puts on her pussy. And she fucking puts like the bubble mix in it and queefs out the bubbles.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude.
That's the Snapchat bubbles she sent.
Now that is a real, that's a good idea. You should sell that.
So plankton at work. You guys know I've talked about plankton.
Yeah.
I love plankton.
I have some very bad news, guys.
Is he dead?
No.
I hate plankton now.
Oh, dude, you always say you hate him, then he apologizes to you.
I always hate him, and he wins me back at the end of the day. Not anymore, dude.
He hasn't won you back yet.
I hate this fucker, dude. The other day, this isn't an example, but the other day when it was like 100 degrees, like 90-some, he's like, man, it's hotter than my old lady's titties in there. Which
what's that even mean?
And like shit. No, if you don't, what does this mean? Shit kept breaking, and he's like, "Man, today's starting to remind me of a female when she has a blonde moment." What the fuck does that? No one has said like made a blonde moment joke in like 20 years, dude. But he gets
my one coworker at the gas station has. But it basically makes your point for you.
And he gets like every name of everything wrong, dude. Lunch is usually just me, Andrew, my supervisor, and sometimes Plankton. And he has to insert himself into everything going on. Like I was drinking a Baja Blast, not talking to him. And he's like, yeah, I like me that Baja Blast. He's like, come on, motherfucker, dude. Shut up, dude. And he's like, oh, that's, I like me them energy drinks. I didn't know Coca-Cola made a cherry cola energy drink. And I had one. I was like, yeah, dude, they do. He's like, I knew they made cherry cola. Didn't know they had cherry cola energy drink. I'm like, God damn it, dude.
Just shut the fuck up, man.
Well, hey, was Plankton a rapist?
No, he's just a dumb dude. He was the guy who, like, he didn't know the difference between miscarriage and abortion, and he kept telling me about how him and his wife were trying to have kids, but his wife kept having abortions. He's such a fucking loser, dude. But, like, so there's two, like, these are two pizza places around here, Giannino's and Besta Fasta, okay?
Giannino's is good.
Yeah. And I'm eating pizza at lunch, dude. He's like, oh, yeah, I like me some pizza. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Everybody does.
He's like, I like getting me that Geoditos. We're like, and then he immediately falls up. He's like, and I also like that Besta Festa. I'm like, dude, how can you not get any name of anything right, dude? He can't fucking.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds like the people who make Skyrim.
Geoditos.
I really like that Uncle Festa pizza.
Did I tell you about that guy when I was getting Giannino's? This was back when everyone had to wear, like, you're supposed to wear a mask and stuff. Well, Giannino's just has like this tiny room where it's like 5 feet by 10 feet, like when you pick it up here, and there's like one bench. And this dude ordered pizza and then just sat in there the whole time. And it's like, you can only have two people in there. So it's like that one guy is taking up fucking half the amount of people that are allowed in there. Yeah. I went in there and I got the pizzas. It was just three boxes, all right? Two pizzas and then breadsticks. And I'm leaving and he's like, whoa, you going to eat all them tonight?
Oh, my
God. I was like, yeah, I'm going to try. He's like, oh, well, you have a good night then.
Why was he just was he eating them?
No, dude, he was just sitting on the bench in there.
Was he like waiting for a ride or something?
I don't know what the fuck is going on, dude, or why he even felt the need to say that.
What if that guy was a ghost?
That would have been awesome. He's like, you want to eat all that tonight? And it gets quiet, and then like I just feel this last word ride to me on the wind. Son. Dad, that's what you're doing? That's your unfinished business is to fucking harass people at Gio Nino's?
And then you look down, you don't have three pizzas anymore. It's just three cartons of Marlboros.
Fuck yeah. Dude, okay, this isn't funny. This is too far. I was going to say, I open up the pizza box and it's like the porno or just his ghost dick through the bottom of it.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
But I poop from there. Not right now, you don't.
You open the pizza box and see the ghost dick. You're like, this ain't the first time.
Ain't the first time.
Damn, Dad, your tricks never get old.
This podcast is just our way of slowly like breaking it to Kevin that he's actually a ghost. And, like, oh, we know, but he hasn't realized it yet.
Fuck. That would be a good twist, so. Dude.
Man, this is the anniversary of Kevin's death. Isn't it crazy, guys? Yeah. All right, later, guys. I gotta go edit.
It's like, no, don't you see, Kevin? You've been editing the same episode for 15 years.
It's like 50 First Dates. You don't know it. We keep doing the same episode. Fuck yeah.
So AJ Styles is pretty homophobic. That's pretty fun. Let's
is that what I go by now?
It's not even from the shit that we already know.
Let me go ahead and play this audio real quick.
Oh
guys.
My god, did you find it?
Get out of the ring, faggot.
Yeah.
You guys can hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, here's just a couple of them.
Get out of the ring, faggot.
David, and you're watching XMB on NoDQ.com.
Yeah. Nothing was settled.
Now, right here, this part, you can't hear him say it, but there's a close-up on his face in TNA, and he says, what the fuck you looking at, faggot? So that's this clip.
Between AJ Styles and...
Shut up, faggot.
Elevate himself.
You little faggot.
This douchebag in the blue over here with a faggoty bow tie.
So there's that. And then I found this where these people call in. AJ Styles is like on a podcast or on a something. I don't know, but this is so good.
Johnny, are you there?
No, Johnny.
Okay, Johnny's go to Phil in Arizona. Phil, what's going on?
This is Johnny.
Okay, go ahead, Johnny.
How you doing tonight, Dave? Brian, AJ, everybody.
What's up, man?
Just had a question for AJ. I was just wondering how you feel about your large following in the gay community.
The gay community?
That's just yeah.
The gay community. I don't know why that's so funny, dude, but the way he says it, yeah, about your huge following in the gay community. That's such a good way to troll them. The gay community. It's like, dude, I don't want to offend anyone saying this, but no matter what's going on, his haircut is like the gayest thing in the world, dude.
Yeah.
I know that's offensive, but for someone to be so homophobic and to have that gay of a haircut, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's actually not a haircut. That's actually a custom built samurai cop wig.
It really does look like it.
Gay community. The way he says that, dude, is so fucking funny, dude. He's like so surprised by it. The gay community. Shit's so good. Ah, man.
Dude, too, if you keep freezing up and it's always the funniest faces.
Yeah. AC. It's really good right now.
Hell yeah, dude. It's the way I wanted it.
So does anyone want to tell any stories or do anything before I go into one of these crime cases?
It turns out that the guy from my work that I was calling Sasquatch is Timmy's basically brother-in-law's son-in-law.
Holy shit.
Dude, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
former roommate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's an alright guy.
So that's cool.
Sasquatch.
You have Sasquatch guy. Tim, you got Pussy Ring Girl. Toof has old religious racist guy slash red shirt delivery driver.
Fuck.
And I have sexual predators.
So this and is Andrew. Hell yeah.
And Andrew.
yes.
That's pretty cool.
Everything you just named sounds like our town.
Dude, why are they filming so many fucking movies around here?
Oh, yeah.
What other movies?
Is there one in Mansfield?
There's another one in Wellington again, dude.
Yep, with Adam Driver or something like that, whatever his name is.
They had a Liam Neeson movie film there not too long ago. Hmm. Not dude, Adam Driver.
It can't cost much money.
Yeah. Dude, I thought I was on drugs because, like, I drove through the town and every store has a sign over it, like, renaming it. Like, there's a bar called the Mosey Inn, but it says Donnie's. And Dimitri's on the corner is called, like, the old school, like, baseball card club or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck's going on, dude?
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I was like, did someone buy the town and change everything?
Dude, so remember this? This was obviously a front for something. But this was like 5 years ago where there was a store. It was in like Lorraine. It was in either like Amherst or Elyria or something where the sign was just a white like cardboard and they wrote Hot Wheels on it.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Did you ever go in there?
No, I never fucking went in, man. I really should have. And I think that might still be a store. You know, let me just type in Hot Wheels.
Was it Amherst?
South Amherst.
Dude, it didn't even have a name. It literally just said Hot Wheels. Someone wrote it on, like, construction paper or something.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude, that reminds me of something I saw this week. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
on Twitter. I saw this video meme where this guy's in his window. He's looking outside at the street, and he sees a car parked there. And he zooms in with his camera, and then he shows that he has a Hot Wheel that perfectly matches this little white car that's parked outside his house.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So he takes the Hot Wheel and he goes outside and he puts it in the like the wiper blades of this car. And he goes back into his house and he watches out the window like a creeper and and films as the guy who owns the white car comes back and finds the Hot Wheel that perfectly matches his car.
Hell yeah.
And who owned it is like this hippie looking, he looks like Tommy Wiseau.
He's wearing
sunglasses. He's got really long hair, and he does this little dance when he sees the Hot Wheel. Like he's so excited, it made his day.
That's amazing.
Wait, is this the white car?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You saw that
dude,
one?
He's like filming from like the third story apartment, super far away.
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He's got the zoom lens.
Dude, so funny. I like how like stoked he is. He like picks it up off the windshield wiper and he's like he like looks at it, looks at the car, he's like and he starts dancing. I was like
he looks around for who it is and he can't find it. He just dances and gets in his car.
Dude, we used to go to this store in Norwalk where it was just straight up called Crazy Deals or Insane Deals or something like that. And
crazy deals.
And I swear to God, I remember like having to like fight off pissing my pants from laughing so hard because we go in there, dude. They sell like Confederate flag hats, bongs, and then all these fucking like candy bars and snacks that are all fucking not good anymore. And like half of them are like people would just go in there, open up some of them and eat them like, and leave the other half, dude.
Fuck yeah.
And I shit you not. I forget what it was. I'm not even kidding. I really think it was like refried or blacked beans. There was a can open in the back. Near the back of the store.
Dude.
Someone opened up a can of black fucking beans and started eating them.
Hell yeah, dude. There was like hats. Yeah. There was just hats that just say like, I'm the other guy. And like, talk to the hand and stuff like that, dude. Aliens are coming. I'm like almost positive that there is like an alien jacking off, like on
I
a picture.
I watched that on Pornhub earlier.
And it said, aliens are coming, dude. But yeah, we would go in there, and there's always like an entire family working there. Like, there was
fuck
like four
yeah.
of them at the front desk, and we could just go in there, laugh so hard at everything in there, then leave, never fucking buying a single thing.
Not even worth it.
Dude, we found their Facebook a long time ago, and they were having like there's a parade somewhere, and they had a float where it was just like the back of a truck, and they held up signs that just said Crazy Deals.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, so good. Hey, time out for a sec. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Cassie's yelling. I think it's about
something.
Time out. She's like, the wedding's off. Important? I saw your. I heard you talking to your friends about the piss jugs.
They're back.
You fucking loser.
You said you would never do that again.
You promised. You said if we were going to get married, you would quit pissing in the jugs and especially smelling them.
You broke all the rules.
You are a fucking idiot. How could I have ever loved such a piss-smelling idiot?
And then Kevin, then she just says,
oh, yeah, dude, that fucking turtle from Robin Hood.
That's right.
Yay, Dad. Oh, God, dude. There's a Pokeball on the ground behind two. Nope, yeah. That's a Cleveland Browns helmet sideways.
Oh, dude, I thought that was a Pokeball, too.
It looks like
I could just now see that it's a helmet, but I would have never figured that out.
Okay, Toof left the room. This is
Kevin's
what I can
see.
Got
the eagle eye.
Or we'll talk about it.
Oh, what are you going to talk about, Toof? The piss jugs? You all right, Toof? Did she find out about all your piss jugs?
No, shh, be quiet. Hey. No.
You all right, Toof?
I think I might have to go to small claims court eventually soon.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. What happened, dude?
So that's also why I haven't gotten you fitted for your tux or anything yet.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering when we were supposed to do that.
I'm fitted. So,
is that Chip the Ripper?
Chip the Ripper, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm fitted.
I'm fitted.
Chip.
I'm fresh. I'm fit. Anyway, so about 3 weeks ago, I went to Men's Warehouse, and if anyone here, listeners, all seven of you, if there's one of you seven that go to Men's Warehouse and can give me any advice, I'd really appreciate it. Went to Men's Warehouse, all right? It was close to closing. We went there at like 6:30. I got fitted for all my stuff. I wanted to buy. So I was like, I want to own my suit, you know? So I bought a jacket, a vest. I had a white tee already, and I bought pants. But when we were checking out, she's like, hey, if you want, you don't have to take this with you. I can keep it in the back. And I was like, I'll take the jacket and vest with me. And you can keep the pants here because all they did was fit around my waist. They were like super long and they weren't even like hemmed or whatever you call it to my legs.
Mm-hmm.
So then me and Cassidy went back a couple of days later and we set up, you know, you, Logan, you know, the groomsmen, her little nephew and everything like that. And she's like, okay, so what color suit are they going to be in? I was like, oh, the same as mine. And she's like, are they renting or buying? And I was like, they'll probably all rent their suit, I assume. I found out through Men's Warehouse that renting and buying, it's different colors. Like, it's a different color navy blue. And you can't buy what you rent. And I was like, oh, so there's no shade that matches it, which is kind of a genius scheme by Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, fuck it. I'll just return what I have then, and I'll rent. That way we all look, you know, the same. So she was like, okay, so you're going to bring back the suit, the jacket, and the pants. And I was like, you have the pants here because I didn't take them with me. They didn't fit, you know. I just took the vest and the jacket. And she was the manager who I purchased all this from. And so it's pretty much a he said, she said.
You don't have a receipt? She said,
have a receipt of me purchasing the pants. But she claims that I took the pants with me.
Oh, my God. What a bitch.
Me and Cassidy claim that she saved the pants.
Yeah.
So she's not refunding me. I called corporate. I talked to customer service. They called her. The manager called me. Sorry, if you don't have the pants, I can't return them. I know I gave them to you. And I'm like, I have a witness, so I know you kept them here. So then I talked to the direct corporate office, and there's nothing they can do either because it was an in-store transaction, and it's at the discretion of the manager.
They don't have cameras in there?
I asked for cameras when I went there. Oh, no, sorry. We don't have cameras.
Well, so now we know where to rob.
Yeah. I talked to Cassidy's aunt, who used to be a lawyer, and I think that's what she was just telling me. I think I might have to go in there with Donnie and talk to them either tomorrow or Monday. And she said most likely this is going to have to be probably a small claims court thing.
Damn, dude.
How much are the pants?
He's like, they were $18.
they were
faded glory.
They were two of Jared's shifts. Dude, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. The pants were $179.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Damn, dude. What were they, just fucking a bunch of $10 bills sewn together?
yeah, so that. She's not refunding me, and it's just he said, she said.
Yeah.
So I think I might have to file a police report and everything.
You should.
It's fucking ridiculous.
That sucks it when it comes down to it, and it's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
Yeah, dude. I
think you better
so
quit
much,
talking
dude.
That shit, though, too.
Or I'll be coming back with Donnie.
It sounds so ominous. Donnie.
Yeah, dude, I'm coming back with fucking...
Hey, let's do it for Donnie.
Let's do it for Donnie, yeah. Man. I'm going to come back with... fucking Donnie, we're gonna flip this place upside down.
Oh, hell yeah.
I feel like Donnie just looks like Frankie the Enforcer from Boy Meets World.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, will you yell that, though, like when you're there with Donnie?
Like, let's do it for Donnie, man.
Be like, let me give the pants back for Donnie.
Dude, will you say I want to talk to the manager, and when she comes out, be like, oh, I meant the manager. She's like, I am. And you look around confused, like, I thought this was the men's warehouse.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Damn, Tooth, that sucks. Yeah, I was wondering when we were going to do that.
Yep. I do guys have your guys' name in a registry and everything, but I think I'm going to take my $40 deposit back on the rentals, and we might go look somewhere else then. Because fuck her in that place.
Yeah, dude.
Actually, Tooth?
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, dude. Yeah, that sucks, Tooth. I'm sorry, man.
It is what it is. Whatever. It's not like the wedding's only 3 months away.
Guess
I'm actually super proud of you, Tooth. Not because of any of that stuff you just said in that story, but the fact that I see your tacos behind you and you haven't started eating them yet. I see those behind you, dude.
Ain't hiding those tacos from us, too.
Dude, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
A pause in the podcast for deleted?
Wait, I don't want to delete this. Whatever you're saying, it stays.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
It has to.
I'm admitting to crimes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
God damn it, Toof. All right. Well, all
right. It'll be real quick. Real quick deletable. Real quick deletable.
I might delete it.
Okay.
I'll probably
remember
forget.
That guy where. This is deleted, right?
Yeah, I don't want to delete it because it's an amazing story.
No. Hell no.
Alrighty, pause for edit. Also, I just want to say thank you to Toof. I don't know if you guys checked the Snapchat. He sent us a picture of a girl blowing bubbles with her pussy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw
so
that
thank
earlier.
You, Toof.
I'm going to be watching
that
later.
One for later.
Yeah, I'm going to see what that's all about.
This is, he sent us another one. It's a girl's pussy doing the cinnamon challenge. That's going to be cool.
Did you look that up?
No, dude, that's not a thing. It can't be.
It's definitely a thing.
Oh, God. All right, guys.
A girl's
guys.
Pussy
Let's talk
doing
about...
the cinnamon challenge.
All right,
hold
Tooth.
Up. I got audio clips I got to do for the Mastodon.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Let's hear those, Spence.
So we've had a whole bunch of audio clip requests since we've been on hiatus.
Oh.
So I'm going to just go ahead and go through these. And by the way, everyone, of course, if you want to request an audio clip, all you have to do is sign up at brotherscommon.place. On Android, the app for that is called Tusky.
Tusky
for Mastodon. All right. So,
which is like a Twitter clone in a way?
Yeah, it's like our own sort of Twitter clone so that like we can't be censored or canceled or whatever, you know, which is a thing these days.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
So Australian Daniel first wanted us to remember when President George W. Bush was concerned about...
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
Dude, so good.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then when he was looking for new episodes these past few weeks, he was saying,
we ain't found shit.
Love that, dude.
That's good.
And he also wanted us to play this clip.
Smokey, you know I ain't the smartest man in the world, but from over here, it look like you taking a shit.
Dude, I love Friday so much.
And then Jordo, there on brotherscommon.place, he wanted to hear.
You know, Antoine's got a bad temper. Remember once I dropped a cigar ash on his rug? He made me pick it up with my anus.
So fuck, good.
Yeah. Eddie Griffin. Hey, could I get some snails from the colder tank?
Yeah, way at the bottom.
Just see your titties, dude. That's such a power move, dude. That's a badass hashtag Wildman move, dude.
To Rob Schneider.
Just swinging into that fucking fish tank is such a hashtag Wildman move, dude.
Fuck yeah. Amber wanted
you can have an aneurysm on a toilet. You never know.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know where that comes from, but words of wisdom.
That was great.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then somebody signed up who calls themselves Clued, like lewd, lewd and pornographic, but Clued.
Fuck yeah.
And they said,
that's bull crap.
I don't know what that's from.
Dude, like, play that
is that the wrestler guy?
They actually sent me that file. It's like a...
that's bull crap.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like an MP3 file.
I don't know. Huh. Unless if he, like, that's that person.
I like it. Now, they also sent one about cutting off your pee-pee, and I didn't understand it, and I didn't like it, so I didn't use it.
Cutting off your pee-pee. Hell yeah, dude. That's some good shit. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I love that.
I'll say Spencer was taken as a threat, so he didn't play it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all righty. We're going to talk about something right here. This is from Fox43.com from an article from August 26, 2014.
Wait, Fox 43, like the channel?
It's
like we have Fox 8 News.
Yeah, they
Fox
have. Well, there's the numbers are different all
is
over.
This
depending.
Like Idaho.
This is a Kentucky.
Oh, I thought it was Fox and the amount of months it's been since I got laid. Must be both.
An inmate at a Kentucky prison is charged with murder after another inmate's bizarre death. Michael B. Jones, Michael B. Jordan, damn. Unfortunately. Yeah. Hey, that's baking powder, not baking soda. Michael B. Jones. daddy's head is stuck.
I'm sticking daddy's head.
Michael B. Jones, 55 years old, recently returned after a court-ordered furlough, Edward Furlong, and is believed to have brought a pair of underwear back into prison soaked in methadone. He allegedly shared pieces of the underwear with fellow inmates.
Fuck yeah. Did this happen in our town?
Inmate Corey D. McQueary.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's a very good query, Mary.
Name's Norm.
The name's Norm. His name was McStrady, but ever since he went to prison.
Yeah, dude.
That's when AJ started hating him.
Yeah, dude, he had to change his name after the woke left started coming after him. It was originally Corey D. McFaggy. I'm just joking. Inmate Corey D. McQueary, 33 years old, was found unresponsive early Thursday morning and was later pronounced dead by the Jessamine County coroner. His autopsy results were not back yet, but the police suspect a methadone overdose. So this is, obviously not the updated version, but yes, this dude brought in this fucking underwear soaked in methadone and was like handing it out and people were just fucking eating it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I kind of don't know what methadone is.
You there too?
Like if it's soaked in it, huh?
Oh, you cut out for me.
Yeah, you cut out for a second.
Oh, like, I don't know what methadone is.
You don't?
But, like, if underwear soaked in it, wouldn't it, like, I guess evaporate pretty fucking quickly?
It's like rock candy. It's like he was wearing, like, crystals. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just guessing.
Oh, so it's almost like meth. Oh, I guess methadone.
I thought you would have.
Yeah, I thought it was meth. That's
I thought you knew what it was since you were hanging out with all my heroes at the methadone clinic.
Oh,
I just
assumed.
Fucking...
Dude, is methadone meth?
Dude, I don't know what methadone is.
I don't know.
Isn't that the shit? It's used to like get you off drugs, but it's like worse than the actual drug to some people.
It sounds like meth, but like if meth was a stadium where they were having the Super Bowl, like the methadone.
That's true.
Methadone is a powerful drug used for pain relief and treatment of drug addiction. But it's like, if I remember correctly, it's like you use it to get off shit, but it's like so addictive that you just get hooked on this shit instead.
What is that? It's like Suboxone, maybe, is another one like that. I think that's one I've always heard of.
I always see, like, I don't know why either, but that shit pops up on my Facebook. Like, do they think I'm on something?
Oh, dude, yeah. Fuck yeah.
And now, this is another one that just happened, and I found, like, I always type in random stuff in Google. I mean, it's not random, but, like, usually when we do these, like, there's, like, similar, like, themes to some of the crime cases and stuff I look up. But this one is, like, going on currently, I think. This is from June 24th, 2021. I guess there was an update to it. Maybe there's, like, a court hearing or something recently. So it's probably being covered by a bunch of true crime shit right now, but I don't really listen to other true crime podcasts anymore too often. But here we go. This is in Denver. The older brother... Oh, and this is from AP News. So here we go. The older brother of a 13-year-old boy who disappeared in Colorado in 2012 confronted his father about photos of him eating feces from a diaper months before his younger sibling went missing.
What? Whose diaper? Like, if the kid was 13.
So, the father's name is Mark Redwine.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
More like Mark Brownwine.
Oh, yeah. I heard that he got
drafted.
Kind of, he got pushed into changing his name, too, because it was really offensive. It used to be Mark Redskins.
And now, it used to be really, now it's just a Mark football team. Mark Redwine, he's being tried in the killing of his son, Dylan Redwine. The boy disappeared in the Vallecito area near Durango during a Durango Doug.
Hell yeah.
He eats a bowl of nails for lunch and drinks on sweetened punch or something like that. Durango Doug. So he disappeared near Durango during a court-ordered visit during his Thanksgiving break. This is his son, Dylan Redwine, okay? He went to visit his father and hang out with him over Thanksgiving break. And then the father, he's like, I left my son alone at home to run errands, and when I came home, he was missing. And I think his defense was like, probably a wild animal killed him.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, come
maybe
on.
The dingo ate your baby.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Prosecutors argued that Mark Redwine killed his son over photographs that triggered a fatal outrage. Apparently, his two sons went on his computer and just found pictures of him where he was wearing women's underwear and he had a diaper and he was eating shit out of the diaper.
Oh, my God, dude.
In quotes right here, what Mark Redwine was seen with a shit-eating grin on his face. I made that part up.
Dude, okay.
That's kind of fucking hashtag wild man, I'll be honest. I'm just joking. Wearing women's underwear, eating shit out of a diaper, dude. So this is what they say. While their father was asleep, the siblings looked at the photos in a locked bathroom, and Corey took his own photos to save on his phone. So that's a pretty heads-up thinking by
Corey.
By the son. Why the fuck would you just I don't know. But, like, why have those photos?
I mean, I feel like that's something Toof would do, honestly. Toof had the guy shitting his pants on his computer.
Toof, have we told the story, Toof, about the photo on the cell phone you lost?
Yeah, we've told it. We didn't say what it was, but we said we hinted around about what it was.
I used to have this beagle.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And Toof, as a joke, thought it'd be funny to open his mouth and put my dog's balls in his mouth and take a picture of it and give a thumbs up. And he had it on his cell phone that I gave him. And then he lost the cell phone. He left it at a movie theater and never found it again.
What year was it when he lost the cell phone? Because I've seen the picture, haven't I?
I don't know.
I'm going to say 2000. Once again, like that era, pay-per-view is 2007, 2008.
Okay, yeah, because
it was an old flip
phone. Met you guys in 2006. So, yeah, because I know I've seen the picture. Because I remember, like, I remember the look in your face and, like, the thumbs up and stuff.
Look in your eyes, dude.
I've never seen this picture, but I've heard of it many times.
That's good.
And I've never seen my dog so turned on either, so that was cool.
It's like the scared shitless photo.
That one I didn't see.
I never heard back. I emailed probably 12 different companies not a single reply back. So fuck them. Yeah. Fuck everyone I've emailed about. Scared shitless. I hope you all rot and fucking die. Fuck them. Yeah. They could have just been like, hey, you know what? We don't have it. We've never heard of it. Yeah. You didn't have to fucking ignore me. I put a lot of work into that shit, you assholes.
They're trying to make it not exist like the Star Wars Christmas special.
I even said, like, you know what? I'm sorry to hear about that fucking the dickwad from Hustler that died. Flint. What the fuck's that guy's name?
Larry Flint.
Yeah. Larry Flint. You know what? Fuck him.
Mm. Wasn't he a douche anyway?
When I said rest in peace and sorry to hear about Larry Flint, I was fucking lying, guys.
Yeah, fuck
so
Larry
fuck
Flint.
That loser.
The RIP was for rest in piss.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh.
Fuck this guy, dude.
Rest in Flint, Michigan's water. You dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You fucking
rest
idiot.
In Jared's hourly pay.
So during cross-examination, Corey Redwine said he sent copies of the compromising photos to his father in August 2012. That's a fucking power move, dude. To take pictures of those photos and then to send them to your own father. Hell yeah. Hashtag wild man.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag wild man.
Oh, shit. Actually, this might have been bad. Because he sent those photos to his father while his father was alone with his brother.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, okay. Actually, Corey, you know what? You kind of might have inadvertently led to your brother's death right here, dude.
Yeah. Probably not a good idea.
Hey, good thing you didn't send him to him when I was hanging out with Mark Redwine. Anyways, that was a joke. While Dylan and Mark Redwine were alone on a trip together, Dylan's brother Corey sent him those photos. Dylan knew about the photos and was not harmed on that trip, despite the texting confrontation between Corey and Mark Redwine.
Yeah, why would he send him then? That's a weird time.
Yeah, I don't know. But Corey calls his father a shit-eating coward.
Fuck yeah.
And also said, you are what you eat.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hashtag wild.
Hashtag wild man.
Hey, so I googled his name, and is that one picture real?
Wait, Mark Redwine?
Yeah.
I haven't looked him up. I don't even know what he looks like,
It looks like it's from crimeonline.com.
Oh, my God. It's fucking... He looks like...
We're looking.
Oh, holy shit. Ew.
Dude, is that picture
it
real,
It looks
man?
Like it, dude. Fuck.
Wait, what? Is it the poop picture?
Yeah.
He's like gonna lick something, but his tongue's clean, but looks like he has poop all over his face and stuff.
This one?
Dude. No joke. Look at pictures of Mark Redwine. Doesn't it look like in his mugshot someone literally just got done shitting into his eyes?
Fuck yeah.
He might, might be the guy we need to play Shit Socket Eyehole.
Fuck yeah.
He should be.
This is Shit Socket Eyehole, dude. We need to get him out. Well, the Patreon's coming back, dude, so we can get the best lawyer possible for this fucking dude.
Fuck yeah.
Wine'em and red wine'em and dine'em is when he would fucking take girls out and have them shit in a diaper so we can eat it.
No, thanks.
We don't need dessert. We brought our own.
Oh, dude, yes.
He looks like that one actor.
Yeah, it's William H. Macy.
Yeah, William H. Macy. Yeah.
And I guess he found a girl that also was into this. And he would look at her and, like, smile and be like, we're going to have something to drink tonight. Do you want the white wine or the red wine?
Oh,
she says,
yeah.
I'll have the red wine. And then she just reaches into the diaper and pulls out the fucking turd and eats it.
Dude, all right. Multiple times now on webcam girl shows, I've seen dildo usage.
Oh, yes.
Where they get the shit brown all over the dildo and then they lick it off.
Oh, come on.
It's crazy.
Ugh. I think I got my swagger back. Oh,
I mean,
kills the mood.
Yeah. Like,
I'm into it.
Yeah, that's like.
I'm Mark Redwine, baby.
Dude, that's like. Like, I can understand fetishes and stuff. Like, I'll never understand feet people.
No.
But I can at least respect them.
No.
I won't understand them, but I can respect each person to their own. But the shit people, man.
Yeah, that's
do you guys,
the shit and the puke people, they're somewhere else.
Do you remember when, was it the entertainer who put I Love New York's fucking toes in his mouth?
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
He's like, I've never had toes in my mouth. He's talking about it later on like the show. I've never done that before. Never had a woman's toes in my mouth.
Yeah.
Suck toes.
Oh, hell yeah, suck toes. All right, so back to this. In response, Mark Redwine texted back, not to hurt Dylan. What? Okay. Public defender John Moran said, the father also called Corey a thief for taking the photos and said that he was trying to hurt him, just like his mother, who was in a contentious custody battle with him at the time. Yeah. On Wednesday, Corey had testified that the accidental discovery of photos ruined Dylan's relationship and image of his father. Quote, this is what Corey says, Dylan lost any reason for him to look up to Mark that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
On Monday, Fred Johnson, special deputy district attorney, suggested that on the night he was killed, Dylan Redwine may have mentioned or shown his father the photographs, triggering his father to become violent. Defense attorneys for Mark Redwine said the photos have no connection to Dylan Redwine's death and suggested that the boy ran away from home. His remains were found a few miles from his father's house in 2013. So his defense is like, he fucking ran away and probably got killed by, I don't know, like a fucking deer or something.
Did they like say like, what injuries he had or anything?
No, I'm trying to find this. I haven't read this all the way. I am just reading this word for word from AP News.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Corey Redwine told the court his younger brother was pretty disgusted. He said he wanted to use the photos as leverage, maybe get a GameCube out of it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, I made that part up.
That'd be sweet, though.
Looks like we all share the same ambitions.
If Melee comes with it, though, man, it's worth it.
That's
This is what Dylan said in a text to his older brother. He said, quote, hey, send me those poop pics of Papa because he gave me a speech about you guys being a bad example and I want to show him who he really is.
Fuck yeah.
That's a lot of peas. Good thing, Toof, I would hate to edit you saying poop pics of Papa. So for the podcast, I want you to say that so I can just see how shitty that is to edit later.
Oh, poop pics of Papa?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Going to have to use a lot of fade-ins on those P's.
Oh, hell yeah.
I notice every time you do Words of Wisdom, you're like, we're out here in Upper Peninsula eating pasta. You always have like the hardest fucking P's to edit, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, just like them Gatorade bottles full of all them P's. Yeah. Corey Redwine said he did not send the pictures, and it was unclear from his testimony if his brother had confronted his father regarding the photos. The brother's mother, Elaine Hall, testified Wednesday that she sent Dylan Redwine to his father's house November 18th, 2012, learned that he was missing the next day, and immediately drove 6 hours to search for her son. Hall said during cross-examination that she had no knowledge of her son confronting his father about the photos. She almost immediately suspected her ex-husband wasn't telling the full truth about their son's disappearance. Text messages show 2 hours after learning Dylan was missing at 6:35 p.m., Hall texted Redwine, and she said, you know what, Mark? I think you're full of shit. Okay, I made that part. I'm sorry, guys.
I was just waiting for you to start singing that song.
Quote, he wouldn't just leave, she wrote. He would have called me. I am so suspect of you right now. That how could he just disappear? Do you want me to keep going? I got like 7 sentences left. Do you guys want to mention anything for?
I hope they say like what happened to the kid, like what his cause of death was.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just found his body. Like, I think it was a couple years later is when they found the body.
They may not have been able to tell.
Public defender Justin Bogan questioned Hall about her suspicions of Mark Redwine, suggesting that her perspective was tainted by their their contentious divorce and custody battle. Hall had appeared on the Dr. Phil show and said, I want everyone here to imagine themselves walking a mile in my diaper. I made that up, dude. he's going to plead not guilty. He was arrested after a grand jury indicted him in July of 2017. He was accused of second-degree murder and child abuse resulting in death, and he faces up to 48 years in prison if found guilty. So I think this is going on right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
Hey, what does...
he eats that crazy shit.
What does Redwine's favorite band and his underwear have in common?
What's that, dude?
They're both stained.
I knew that's what it was going to fucking be. Oh, God. Stained, dude. That's fucking good.
stain like those sheets at the hotel that CJ dumped the wine on.
So funny, dude.
All right, guys, we're going to get drunk here tonight in this hotel in Columbus. Do me a favor, though. It's on my card, this room is, so let's not spill the red wine on the bed. Immediately, I turn around and CJ fucking spills the red wine on the bed.
We were all 100% sober at that point.
Hey, guys, this article was posted today on 9 News, okay? The day after Dylan Redwine was last heard from, his father, Mark Redwine, told an FBI agent that despite being unable to get a hold of him or knowing where his son went, he decided to lay down and take a 45-minute nap.
Oh,
his son's dude, missing. Yeah.
Quick one.
Gotta recharge those batteries, man.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't see anything about it yet. Like I said, this is a big case, and I just found like that little bit of it. So I don't know all the stuff going on. So if you know anything about this story, this case, let us know some of it. Yeah, because this is a huge article. They probably tell a lot about what happened.
Okay.
But alrighty, that's everything from me. You guys
have you guys seen the GIF of someone taking like a syringe full of poop and put it in their pee hole and inject it?
No. Oh God, no.
Why would that?
What the fuck? What happens to the dick?
Oh, it just went in the dick hole. I don't know. It's just a GIF I saw. It's pretty somewhat popular, unfortunately.
The guy who stuck a spaghetti noodle that was still uncooked and hard up his dick hole.
God,
and then it broke off inside and was stuck in there.
God. I don't like any of this, guys.
Hey, Kev, how do you look this one up?
In the ER where he ended up?
Fuck.
Yeah,
I think there's an actress named Daniela Hannison, and she like has a metal rod where she's like going up and down, and it's like full like lube and stuff, and it slips and it goes in all the way, and you could see like her and the other girl like freaking out of like how to get it back
into
out.
A guy's dick.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, God, it's dude, that's awesome.
Like top 10 fear at least.
Hey, how big was the rod that went in there?
Bigger than my dick for sure.
4 inches.
I didn't say double as big.
I was gonna say at least then if it happened to me, I'd still have like I could fucking baseball bat grip it and pull it out of there, dude.
Well, yeah.
I could use my fucking golf grip and I could fucking swing my dick with it.
Oh, hell yeah.
You gotta get it out like trying to get the string out of your hoodie when it gets inside.
Oh, dude, that is so frustrating. Dude, I hate that.
I hate when you're just like I give up and you fucking pull the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And it's still a shitty feeling.
The worst thing happened. It happened to these workout shorts that I have. I was trying to pull the string out because it was caught in there. And I finally got the tip of the string. And as I'm pulling it, there's a cap on the end of the string. I pull that off. And I was like, that's it. I'm done.
It's game over.
Damn.
Fuck. All righty. I guess we'll, you boys want to shut her down?
I got one more quick story.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it, dude.
I was hanging out with Andrew the other day, and he said how he wanted to go to this. He wanted me to come hang out with some of his other friends some evening a couple of weeks ago. And he said that the one thing I had to do when I showed up was, you know, he said, like, they all wear, like, these bed sheets, like they dress up like ghosts.
Oh, nice.
And so it's like,
come on.
So
was it recently or was it last October?
Well, it was a little while ago. So,
okay.
Oh, God.
So I went to show up and, you know, I did the best I could. Like, I just went to like Family Dollar or something, like, real quick to get the costume for that. And
you knew the manager there.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, dude, yes.
And so I just got, ghost face from Scream.
Fuck yeah.
And I just wore that to the meeting. And it didn't have the same effect. It didn't have the desired effect. Everybody kept looking at me like I was weird. And it was hard to tell like how they were looking at me because they were wearing their outfits.
Yeah.
It's just a weird event.
Isn't it weird that you found out how religious Andrew is when he had that cross in his
front yard? Yeah, that's true.
It's like, we want the world, we want them to see it from space. Light it up.
Fuck yeah, dude. Speaking of going to the dollar store, though, doesn't that make, like, all you guys want to just go there and just fucking rip on the managers? Like, I know how much fucking money you make.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, dude.
Especially because, like, KFC, like all these places will start you off at like $12-14.
Yeah.
At this point.
And then
dude,
yeah, dude, family dollar, dude.
Did I tell you guys at this sawmill I started at as a temp?
Oh, I didn't know much about it. Oh, okay.
As a temp? I don't know if I should say what it is.
I'll cut it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, hell yeah, dude. That's badass.
As a temp for like a few months, but the full-time people that have been there for years
so bad
are getting...
That's so bad.
Oh, my God.
And they're fucking pissed.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I would quit immediately.
Yeah, because just quit and come back as a temp.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
Hashtag
wild, man. Holy fuck. Dude, you're like... What the fuck's that movie? The Replacements? You're like the scab worker who's doing better, dude.
I love that movie.
Shane Falco.
Fuck this guy. Dude, Falco's a man.
You should wear a Shane Falco jersey there to work.
There you go.
Keanu Reeves.
You're always, dude, you're always jamming out to, at first I was afraid.
Oh, dude, yes. Dude, wear the Shane McMahon money shirt that just says... Now we're on it.
Dude.
Fuck yeah.
Just, I'd be like, hey, you guys want me to buy your lunch, you know, because you're, you know.
Just come in with like desperate. A boombox playing Shane's music.
Oh, you do that.
Here comes the money.
I know we've talked about this. I know we've mentioned it. But, dude, if you're a guy in a bathroom somewhere selling roses, fuck off, dude. I'm not going to go in there to take a piss or a shit, like if I'm on a date and come back with a rose. Because the girl's going to be like, I know where you fucking got that, dude. Like, yeah, the guy next to the shitter gave it to me. Like, come on, man. I'm not buying that fucking thing, dude.
Wait a minute.
It just came from
Miller. Experienced one of these before?
I have,
yeah,
but
I've
heard of it.
In Florida, dude. I was at this place with Mark once.
I've never heard of this.
There's a comedian that cracks a joke about it. I can't remember who it was.
Mark went to take a piss because we came back. It was like $10, dude, for like 2 hours. And it was just like they had like Miller. I think I just had Miller High Life. But it was like you could also get like rum and Coke.
Oh, was that Peabody's?
Yeah, it was the Peabody. Wait, were you there
before.
Too with us?
Yeah.
But yeah, Mark went and took a piss and came back. He's like, yeah, don't go in there, dude. There's a fucking rose guy. He's like, I just stared at him the whole time I pissed and told him no when I walked out.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, dude, that's not romantic. It's not like, there's nothing like, cool. Hey, I went in there to take a piss and a guy was selling these. Like, no girl's going to be like, aw, you bought me a shit rose, dude.
dude.
It's where they grow. It's in the shit pile.
Fucking Mark Redwine's diaper.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, dude. The best fertilizer.
Exactly. All righty. Spence, you want to shut her down, brother?
Oh, well, thank you all for listening. Brothers Commonplace now supports some of the podcasting 2.0 features. So now is the time to click that boost button if you have podcasting 2.0. And
I don't know what that means.
Is that an app or
there's
something?
New podcast apps, and if you hit boost, we receive a little bit of Bitcoin.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Use the boost to get through.
Yeah, hit the boost.
Yeah, hit them boosters. Hey, bring out the loner.
Drop.
I don't know why that made me think
bring
of that.
Out the loner. You didn't tell him about the Rumble pack, did you?
Oh,
no,
dude, yes.
Bob. You just did.
So good.
I don't
dude.
Know what this is.
No, I'm not sure
awesome.
What that's from either. But I love
there's
it.
A dude,
I'm
there's this old
dude. Google
the
it.
First
when
thing
Star
was
Fox
the mask. Went,
back in the day, Nintendo Power used to send you VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And there's one that was like talking about when Star Fox came out.
Yeah.
And so like they're talking about all the stuff with Star Fox, like they have the two Nintendo guys, and then someone from Sega and someone from Sony like come in and like. They like hijack, they like take over and like kidnap the Nintendo guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you're going to tell us about this new game coming out. And like, they're like telling him all this stuff. He's like, no, I won't too. And I won't tell you about it. And then they bring in another Nintendo guy and they have one tied up. And the guy they bring in, they're like, you didn't tell him about the Rumble pack, did you? And then since he's tied up, the Sony and Sega guy are like, no, Bob, you just did. It's so good,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
It's on YouTube.
I'll send it to you guys in the chat.
That sounds awesome.
It's super good. They parachute in at the beginning.
Fuck,
it's fucking insane.
Like the bad guys from the fucking next Karate Kid.
It's fucking great, dude. Okay, sorry about that.
No,
Spence, keep going, brother. Sorry.
Email us at brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. like us, follow us, subscribe us, rate us, review us on any podcast app you're on, but especially Apple Podcasts, because that is the one that everyone goes to for the ratings. And be sure to leave us some feedback. Sign up on brotherscommon.place and join the community there. Leave us some comments, some memes. We love your memes.
Hell yeah.
We love the feedback. And there is no more Patreon anymore, so I don't need to mention all that. There's still a Facebook and an Instagram and a Twitter, though. And fuck Melvin Capital. That's all.
Oh,
I have.
Yeah, baby. That's right. All the hedge funds. Fuck them.
That's right.
Dude, I found the video, dude. Okay, let me just do a. Let me switch so you can see my screen real quick. All right, here we go.
Fuck yeah. Toof is just a Sega guy.
Just spilt his guts about Star Fox 64. Peter! You didn't tell him about the Rumble Pack, did you?
No. Bob. You just did.
I did.
Spill it, big boy.
Make me.
With pleasure.
This is the no, not the Mario doll, or whatever the fuck it is.
Look at your little plumber boy now.
What are you doing? Not the Mario doll. Come to the battery table concert, Dad. That's enough. That's enough. All right. This is the Rumble Pack.
Fuck,
dude. 64 is
so
good.
It's so good. Dude, they used to, oh, man, I used to watch this before dinner, dude, like all the fucking time, dude. Oh, so good. No, Bob.
You just did.
And when they're talking about this, they're so unimpressed at first. Like, yeah, what do these guys drive? Some beat up B-52?
So good.
All right. Sorry we keep derailing it.
Well, we thank you, everyone, for listening and for leaving your ratings. Those 5-star reviews really help us get up there in the ratings and helps other people find out about the podcast. Go ahead and share the podcast when you see it show up on Facebook, on Instagram, and so forth.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any Biden drops, Spence?
Oh, well, I've always got good Biden drops. You know, I was saying the other day there should be like a Street Fighter type game where you play as Biden and the final boss is Corn Pop because, you know.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine playing it as good. Biden to do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I know, dude.
How fucking just shitty of a character he'd be.
Imagine how fucking confused Biden would be if he was a contestant on Supermarket Sweep, dude.
Oh, dude.
So
yes.
Confused, running all around with the cart, dude.
Dude, what about him, like, instead of, like, just throwing it in his cart, he grabs the box and sniffs what it is first?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
He'd be confused if he was on, like, a QVC, like infomercial selling, like, toasters.
Dude. He's, like, at a gas station. He looks up and sees himself on the camera. He's like, what the hell?
Dude, I would give up, like, all the money I have and all the money I'm ever going to have just to see him on, like, an episode of Nickelodeon Guts. But, like, right
fuck
now.
Fuck yeah,
like,
dude.
Him now. That'd be fucking
that'd
amazing.
That'd be awesome. He does worse than I... This is the end of the show. I want to apologize. It's super funny, though. There's this, like, little black kid in this one thing who's, like, in this... You just have to get in this little floaty boat and just use the oar and paddle your way to the other side. He cannot figure it out to save his life. It's so fucking
God,
funny,
yes,
dude. Him doing that would be great. He's like in the water. He has a shark fin on his back. Oh my God, dude. Fuck yeah. He's on American Gladiators. And like while they're trying to get, he's in every event swinging a chain, knocking people out, dude. Preventing him from going.
For some reason, the only like reality show or like, you know, show like that he's good at is MasterChef Junior.
Oh, dude. Fuck
he's
yeah.
Fucking insanely good, dude. In the next X-Men movie, he's Omega Red, just swinging that chain. It's not even good. That's not even a funny thing. Tim, you got anything you want to say, dude?
No, I got nothing.
Special thanks to everyone out there listening and sharing with their friends. Shout out to our Bash Brothers and Last Bandoleros and our Wild Man and fucking Whiskey Myers, Tony. Can't wait to see you play in a couple weeks, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Can't wait. Gonna be a good time. Good time.
Hey, Toof.
My friend, it sounds like you could use some words of wisdom.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, shit.
I just got a joke that I saw that it cracked me up. It gave me a little tickle. Mm. And it's probably deletable, so.
God, no. If it's deletable, don't say it, dude. It's staying in no matter what.
So the joke is, Jesus fed 5,000 Jews with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but Hitler made 6 million Jews toast.
Oh, God. Toof, are you fucking 12 years old, Toof? God. It's not even funny.
I thought it was allowed to be anti-Semitic these days.
God damn it. Yeah, that's true. It stays.
No, I apologize. I mean, it's a good old joke, you know. They got their revenge.
All right. Well, I'll have to bleep most of that. Thank you, everyone. Oh, Toof. Wait, you got more?
No. I was just going to talk about I Love New York Season 2. I'm dead serious. I have it pulled up on my computer, dude, ready to go, dude.
I love New York.
It's just a white screen.
Isn't Real dead?
Yeah. So here we go. Tim even knows one of the contestants pretty good. You ready for this, Tim? Yeah. David Otunga.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, I forgot he was on there, dude. He was don't tell me his name real quick. Not Buddha, not Real.
It doesn't show his name on here.
What was his name?
It shows his name.
Dude, he's fucking married to Jennifer Hudson now.
Yeah, it starts with a P, Kev.
Not Precious. What was it?
CM.
Punk. Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Damn it.
Punk. Real. Chance.
Chance was awesome.
Million? I don't know who the fuck that guy is. Heat. Buddha.
Taylor
Rico,
Made.
The Entertainer. Taylor Made. Dude.
Dude.
I found VH1 actually has all the shows. I'm downloading them all now.
Dude, Taylor Made was the shit.
Yeah, you guys used to
quote
that all
no,
time.
Taylor Made.
Dude.
Taylor Made is the shit, dude.
So I found an article that was like, where are they now? Dude, Taylor Made ran for New York City Council.
Fuck yeah.
Nuh-uh, dude. Fuck yeah.
Did you know Frank the Entertainer has his own reality show?
Yeah, he was in his parents' basement in it.
Yeah.
What was
Rico's
it?
A porn star.
Who the fuck is Rico? I don't even remember that.
What Uncle season Rico? Was he on?
Uncle Rico. Rico Suave. All right, let's shut this down. It's getting long.
Okay.
All right, thank you everyone for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Laugh at the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild. Was it? His name's not Redman. Redwine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Redwine. You know, also hashtag Redman and hashtag fucking Method Man.
Oh, fuck yeah. How
I? Methadone Man.
Oh, all my fucking
dude, Methadone
heroes.
Man just, and Redwine.
Just anybody from our town.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. I'm shutting her down, guys.
Right. Night, fellas.
Night, guys.
No, I missed this.
Round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.